You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everyone? Adam Azer here for Fantasy Football Today in 5, giving you some players to get... beat the waiver wire right now on FFT in 5. All right, running this show solo, off to a great start. So I'll give you some players for week 13, but really it's going to be just about rest of season stashes. And also, you've been asking for some playoff DSTs. Who are some good DSTs in weeks 15, 16, and 17? I have a list. It's not a great list, but we'll go through it nonetheless. All right, so for next week, you only have two teams on bye, Arizona and Carolina. Some quarterbacks you could be considering. I think the first one to me is Kenny Pickett. He's at Atlanta. I was, you know, pretty encouraged. He's not a perfect quarterback, but starting to throw the ball downfield a little bit more. Looked a lot more comfortable in the offense, kind of directing traffic well and, you know, doing some better things. So Kenny Pickett would be the first guy. Even if you don't need a quarterback, I think it's not a bad idea to get him. He's got some potential. If you can't get Kenny Pickett, if someone dropped Trevor Lawrence or he's available in your league, Lawrence at Detroit. I actually would prefer Lawrence at Detroit. So Lawrence would be number one. He's just not nearly as available as Kenny Pickett. But Lawrence, Pickett, Taylor Heinicke is at the Giants. Their secondary is a mess. And Marcus Mariota, if you're desperate against Pittsburgh. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. And it's probably too late to stash Deshaun Watson, but he can play next week. At running back, this is really just about high-end handcuffs for the most part. I don't think Kyren Williams is that, but he's a guy who could play a role. You can get him. Like he might be the starting running back. I don't think so. But Kyren Williams should probably be rostered in a little bit more than the 49% of leagues he's rostered in. Deion Jackson, I think, is a pretty good handcuff. Isaiah Spiller might be okay. Deion Jackson, I prefer. Zamir White, if Josh Jacobs gets hurt, which has happened every year, it hasn't happened yet, you're going to be the one who you're going to want to be the one who has Zamir White and doesn't have to chase him on the waiver wire. And then there are two players who don't fit the handcuff category, but there's J.K. Dobbins, who's 57% rostered. He's eligible to come back. I don't know when he'll be back, but he's not the worst player to stash, and Jerick McKinnon as well at 51% rostered. At wide receiver, so the guys that I'd be looking at, again, this is not necessarily for next week, just in general, but Nico Collins, 48%. Julio Jones, let's see where this goes. I thought the play he made, the touchdown he scored in London a couple of weeks ago was very encouraging. Looked good, looked fast on that play. Maybe he's getting healthier. Now coming off the bye, perhaps he works his way in as a somewhat regular contributor, Julio Jones. Zay Jones, if you get to a game where Trevor Lawrence is going to have to throw a lot, Zay Jones is usually pretty reliable. That could be next week at Detroit. DeMarcus Robinson, he's 12% rostered. Let's see where this goes after the 100-yard game last week. Sky Moore, some interest there. Darren Waller at tight end. Could always look at Darren Waller. He's 68% rostered. One guy who's rostered in most leagues, 73% rostered, is Gerald Everett. But he has a great matchup this week, and he has great matchups the following 2 weeks. So Gerald Everett, you could beat the waiver wire with. I'm the only one who thinks there's anything to this Taysom Hill thing, but just in case I'm right, wouldn't be the worst idea to have Taysom Hill on your team. Evan Ingram gets Detroit next week. Obviously, I'm going to be pretty high on the Jaguars. Evan Ingram is someone you could definitely beat the waiver wire with. And if you're in deep leagues and desperate for a tight end, let's say you lost Pitts or you lost Waller, you got nothing. Daniel Bellinger, I don't think he'll be back next week, but they didn't put him on IR. He's been out, I believe, for 4 games. He had the eye injury. They need someone in the passing game. Bellinger could be the number two receiver for the Giants if he comes back. It's a long shot, but we're talking deep leagues here. Playoff DSTs, if you are curious. I just looked at teams that had at least two good matchups in the fantasy playoffs, weeks 15, 16, and 17. I don't think you're going to trust Detroit. But Detroit at the Jets, at Carolina, and then Chicago, which wouldn't be a good matchup unless it's Trevor Siemian, but Detroit is one. Kansas City would probably be the one I'm most interested in. Kansas City gets Houston in week 15, Seattle in week 16, which isn't good, but then Denver in week 17. That's been a good matchup all year. And the best part about Kansas City is it's really four of their next six matchups. They have the Rams this week, two games against Denver, and one against Houston before the season ends. The Chargers. The Chargers have the Titans in week 15. That's bad, but the Colts and the Rams in weeks 16 and 17. That is pretty good. Minnesota has the Colts and the Giants. you know, I wish I liked Minnesota's defense. They're really not good. But they have the Colts and the Giants in weeks 15 and 16. They're at Green Bay in week 17. There's one other team. They're already rostered, but I would make sure you keep them, even through their bye, the Commanders. Love them against the Falcons this week. Love them at the Giants next week. Bye week in week 14. Giants again in week 15. And that's the last time you're going to use them. But their next 4 weeks, they play three games. The Commanders should be an automatic start. That is it for IFC. We have a couple questions here. I'll read them on YouTube. Julio says, start two in non-PPR. Michael Pittman, Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, Pickens, Lazard. I'm going with Keenan Allen and Cortland Sutton. And Ed says, should I play Matt Ryan this week or an injured Justin Fields? You should play Justin Fields if he plays. Good luck, everybody. Go beat the waiver wire, and we'll talk to you Sunday morning with an injury update on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.